Welcome to Those 80s Gays. I am Brent Sheriff.
I am Danny P. Warner.
Welcome to our show. Well, as we always say, what a week it's been.
It has been a week.
And we're going to turn things around tonight, today, whatever time you might be listening.
Today, tonight.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about some crazy neighbours. What have you been up to this week,
well,
Danny P. Warner?
It's been a pretty full-on week. And speaking of crazy neighbours, can we just start with the fun that you have to get through just to get to my apartment? So last week you pulled up just as an ambulance was here taking a heroin overdose away. Not from my building, the building across the road.
And not in a body bag.
No.
I did have a quick peek in the ambulance as I walked by. It was a girl with blonde hair.
Oh.
She was upright.
Okay. And tonight you've arrived in the midst of a
evacuation.
A fire drill. Well, not, probably not a drill, actually.
Just a fire.
My building's smouldering at the moment, but we'll do the best we can. See how dedicated we are to our audience? We are here in the midst of rubble.
And overdose and fire and hell. I must say, I did get a glimpse of some of your precious locals in the building, mostly from level 3.
Oh, did you run into our friend?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No. I mean, I'm not really sure. You could be referring to many people. I don't know.
The only friend that we have in common that lives in this building?
Oh, then no, I didn't. I thought you meant the person level 1 with a post-it note on the door.
Oh, no.
I don't actually know what he looks like. But anyway, they were interesting characters. Friendly, I'll say that much. And okay. Making bad jokes. But we don't do that.
No, we don't. How else has my week been?
Pretty
busy, actually. It's been pretty full on. I've had a lot less sleep this week than I normally would. And still running, still dieting, and
fading away.
Well, fading away to a block of flats. But, it's been interesting. I actually started writing, it's actually been something I've been thinking about for quite a while, and I played with this only probably last month. I've started writing a book.
Okay.
And I've structured it all out, and it's going to be my memoir, basically.
Okay.
But each, what do you call it? Not
chapter?
Paragraph. Yeah, chapter.
each chapter is one paragraph.
Each sentence is one paragraph.
No.
Each chapter is going to be named after a song that I like
or
means something to me. And it's going to be reflective of that chapter's era.
I think this is awesome, number one. I'm curious, like, how do you remember everything?
Well, and that's the hard part, is that I've basically structured it out to give an arc of my life via chapters, and now I'm going to go through and start filling in the blanks and expanding on those chapters.
Yeah.
So I've got, like, the storyline. I've got the timeline of everything set up. I've got all the names of the songs for each chapter set up.
Yes.
And I've got the book name ready to go.
Do the songs connect with those memories in a way?
Yes.
Okay.
They're very,
so it probably helps you remember.
Yeah. I mean, some don't. Obviously, my early years, I don't remember music from my, like, you know, 0 to 10, basically. So
is that chapter called Hey Mickey?
No. No, it's a song by The Wiggles. It's very deep.
Big red car? Was it Big Yellow Car? What color car was their car?
Big Yellow Car. Wasn't that Joni Mitchell? Oh, no, that's Big
Yellow
Taxi. Yeah.
Don't it always seem to go?
copyright. So I've started working on my book, which I'm interested. Do you know what? And I'm just going to, like, I'm at a bit of a peculiar spot in my life at the moment.
Mm.
And I'm ready to blow some people out of the water and just really write the truth through my whole book.
Is this, do you think, I mean, it's probably early days, but do you think your intent is to write this for yourself, or write it because it very well could be something you desire to put out there?
Well, both.
Okay.
I definitely feel like it's something I've wanted to do for quite a while. And I've had a fairly... Listen, I haven't led, like, an overly interesting life, but it's definitely been colourful. Rags to
Riches. We talked about that last time.
Oh, that's the name of my book. No, no, it's not. I just think I've had, like, a fairly colourful kind of... a colourfully bland existence that would make good reading. Mm. And I want to do it for myself to have a bit of, like, self-therapy and,
yeah,
and that kind of stuff. But I also kind of want to do it to... I want to blow a few people's socks off because I've got some stories to tell. I've got some hidden bloody gems that I've never told people throughout the years, and now I just don't give a fuck. So, look out. I'm going to be naming names and... naming names. I'm going to be dropping bombs, girls.
I'm going to have to reflect on this and think if there's anything that might... I don't think so.
Implicate you.
I don't really think there is, though.
No, I mean, you'll probably get a mention in the later chapters, but... you know, it's not like there's we've done anything illegal or anything.
I expect there to actually be a mention of me in probably like a chapter just after halfway, because we're not sure that we potentially might have messaged on back on like Gaydar back in our early 20s potentially, because when we met, we both recognized each other but couldn't put our finger on how. And possibly there was like a Gaydar message because it just... makes sense.
I'm pretty sure we did, because I vividly recall seeing someone that looked very much like you standing in front of a poster of... I'm pretty sure it was like Janet Jackson, where she's got the booby hands.
Yeah. I mean, I have a doppelganger in town. I haven't met him, but I've heard about him.
Yeah, but this guy lived down in the Redlands, so...
Victoria Point. Same hair, same face, same name.
Had the Nick Carter kind of center part... hairstyle.
Your memory is awfully scary.
Did you have a Nick Carter centre part hairstyle?
I know that was my photo.
Okay, that was definitely you then.
Yeah, and I would have been like, I think I would have been, it would have been like the early gaze of me being on Gaydar.
I would have only probably been 17.
Because that would have been a...
It was the dial-up
era. Oh, no, I wasn't on then. I didn't join probably until I was 19, well, 20.
I'm estimating. Oh. But it was dial-up era.
It, yeah, because I remember that photo was actually... I had a camera with real film.
You had a green wall, I know that.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Yeah.
How many fucking hairs are on my face?
Like, no, I just vividly... Yeah, hairs on your chin. What? I can almost remember it, like, photographically. Green wall, Janet Jackson poster, you're wearing, like...
Is it looked framed like... here somewhere? You're looking at it?
Yeah, like, it's under my bed. It's printed on my pillow.
Do you turn your pictures on the wall around? It's actually pictures of me.
I wish I had saved it, because, I mean, it's probably saved on an old computer somewhere. It'll be down in the storage unit somewhere.
Can you imagine?
It'll be down in the storage unit somewhere. Because I've still got my old computer from when I was a teenager. Because I wrote a book back then about my high school life.
Jesus Christ.
So I got really excited then and practically jumped off the couch.
The energy is high.
But yeah, no, I remember it. And you had like a, it was a t-shirt like this, very plain t-shirt, but I'm sure it was like that color, like your chino pants color.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just plain.
Beyond my memory there.
We talked about meeting at Capella Bar Central.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, let's meet outside near JB.
No, that JB wasn't even existent back then.
Love. Yes, it was. That was in high school that came out.
Well, no, there was no JB.
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah. There goes my shower again.
Oh, someone's getting wet and leaky. So yeah, no, Capella Bar.
So there you go. That's, you know. I don't think you're going to get... I don't think that really warrants a mention in my book, though, B. A random conversation with someone teenager.
This is a great reflection of your actual scarily photographic memory. That's actually pretty incredible. So I have no doubt that what you write in your book is going to be quite detailed, going back quite far. So
yeah,
good on you.
And what else have I been up to? Ah, so I binged watched Byron Bays. Have you watched? Oh, you don't have Netflix.
I don't have Netflix. Okay. I
don't either. I have a girlfriend's password.
You got access to it, let's just say that much.
I have her Netflix, she has my Stan and Binge.
I saw a couple of stories you posted while watching it, though.
Yes.
So a little bit entertainment-y.
Yeah, it's basically like a Real Housewives of Byron Bay, but instead of mature women, and I use the word mature very loosely, it's more like an influencer audience. Yeah. So they're like early 20s maximum. They're all very pretty. They're all very, you know, oh, they're all just a bit wankerish.
Like, are they all just like Instagram people? Is it really as simple as that?
Pretty much. Pretty much. There's a gay guy on it. Well, there's a couple of gay guys on it. They have a cat fight, which is hilarious. It was a shit show, but so addictive. I had to binge it. I think I binged it on Sunday.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, in a whole day. So that's pretty much been my week. Working on my literacy workings and Byron Bays and a few other bits and pieces. And obviously work. And yes, a few other personal items going on that you know about that we don't talk about on air.
No.
So
this and that.
Yeah, what have you been up to? You got a big list there, oh, I can look, see.
Yeah, I feel like it's been, you know, it's actually been an eventful week. Can I say that today was a very excruciating day because within minutes of arriving at work this morning, I realized I forgot my chapstick.
Oh,
and
no.
And all I was just like, I felt as though I was like a Spring Hill drug addict going, licking my lips all fucking day because and I could not draw my attention off it. It was just like, oh, I'm dying. Know,
licking your lips makes it worse.
I know. And I would literally get my water bottle, pucker up my lips, put them inside the water bottle, turn it like this just to moisten my lips momentarily.
Mm.
I was dying. And it just... And did then you... I had a 40-minute walk home because I just moved house last week.
Yeah, you're doing that big walk. Can I just ask, though, quickly?
Yes.
You work quite near, like, quite close to a supermarket. Did you not think just to walk across the road and get yourself a new chapstick?
Oh, I did, but the effort?
Oh, my God. It's 100 metres across the road.
It's actually a little bit more than that, to be fair.
But you've walked almost 4 kilometres to get to work.
Look.
Yes?
I made a conscious decision to continue to lick my lips all day because I am so lazy.
So you just sat at work like Hannibal Lecter.
feeling miserable. I should have got like a fucking Hannibal mask to stop myself from licking my lips.
Hello, Clarice.
It was horrible. It's the worst feeling is that when you have no chapstick. And then I got home and I'm like, where is my chapstick? Must be in yesterday's work pants. Fiddle around. No, it's not in there. I'm like, where the hell is it? I kind of lost it. It was put away in the drawer. Not by me.
Oh.
Very disappointing.
I think... Chapstick, can we get a sponsorship deal, please? And maybe like a lifetime supply for B's lips?
And maybe some sort of chain that I can attach it to each layer, like each level of clothing that I own or something like that.
I use pawpaw ointment on
my
lips.
I've used it before. Yeah.
You accused me of having lipstick on Saturday night because I had my pawpaw ointment on.
It was very shiny.
I know. I was puffering
up. It was mad. Mm-hmm. It was lip enhancing, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I said before, I did move during the week. It's actually been eventful in that space. So on one hand, things are coming to a close. On the other hand, some things aren't. But, I had my QCAT hearing that got thrown out. So I'm still going through the motions of that. Although I was told I had a really strong case and just need to missed a couple of steps in the procedure apparently. But more so I had, obviously movers come and move because, you know, you've seen my arms, you know, they're not lifting too much. But about an hour into the move, and there was three guys, and this they were sort of came early afternoon, so they'd done a few jobs earlier. Anyway, and then one of them are like, "Oh, you know, are you gay?" And I'm thinking,
he asked you that?
Yes. I'm like, what's that got to do with you moving my furniture from this place to another place?
Maybe he wanted a bit.
And I'm just like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, okay, cool." Cool. And then, like, he came back in to move the fridge and he's like, "Oh, you know, I think gay people are really cool. You know, you guys go all right." And I'm sort of thinking, well, we're just human beings.
Yeah. They're not all cool.
You know, we're cooler than the rest. But you know, that aside, and then he's like, but then he really got to the point and can you get on your knees, give me a blow in and give you $50 off?
Oh, friend.
It wasn't that. It was, you're the third, like we've moved, you're the fourth customer we've had, but you're now the third one who's gay. And he's like, so it's like a weird thing that you're all moving house at the moment.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
are they local movers? Because we're all in the 400 six.
Well, they came from Green Slopes beforehand, so they came from the south side to my place.
You should have said, do you know why? It's because gay people can afford to do whatever the fuck they want. So when we get sick of somewhere, we can afford just to move.
That's actually freaking fantastic. I should have said that.
It's true as well.
It is true. Not that I know anyone else who's moved recently whatsoever, but no. We can afford it.
Yeah.
The beauty of not having children, for all those breeders who are listening.
We love you and you do your part for society and we thank you, but we are very grateful for not having children
definitely
ourselves.
Definitely, we're operating in a different universe.
Yeah.
You mentioned we were out on Saturday night and, look, fun night. It was so good. I mean, in the last week, I feel like almost every night the Fortitude Valley has been alive. It feels like now the mask mandate has been lifted. You know, live gigs are clearly happening again. Everywhere. It was packed.
It's buzzing.
It was buzzing. There was queues at places where there's normally never queues. It was just all happening. And I just love the energy and vibrancy of it. It was so good to have it back, even though I felt tired as fuck and didn't really stay out long.
Yeah, same. I've got a bone to pick with you about Saturday night, but I'll get back to that.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, it took me almost an hour to get home for what should have been 15 minutes.
I walked.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to pick you up then.
No, drive.
Drive.
Stay driving.
And the car park tried to make me pay twice because after the first time I paid, it took that long to get out that it wanted to charge me again.
Of course.
And then the guy gave me attitude when he came down. He's like, oh, I guess you must have paid a while ago. And I said, yeah, I've been waiting a long time to get out. But sure enough, every other car behind me also had to be let out. So, you know, it was fun though, vibrant, just a pain in the ass to get home. But I'm really hoping it stays that way.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it like that for such a long time.
It's great. It's like we're alive again. Just as we're coming to our peak, we're alive.
Prime time. Get your TV crew out. We're on prime time.
They're down in my car, remember, from last week's episode.
Do they ever get fed?
No.
They feed off
I mean, I think I said that very quickly.
Nah.
If I'm not eating, no one else is.
They're lucky to find a crumb.
I know. True.
But please enlighten me. What's your bone to pick?
You know what? It's such a small bone, but I'm going to pick at it. You have done this to me twice now, where I've gone and bought you a drink, and then you and Craig run off together and buy yourselves the second drink without buying me a drink. And I feel very left out.
Okay,
we can only drink soda water for fuck's sake. Like, it's not like I'm asking for, you know, a bottle of Maui.
Can we be clear that that bone isn't to be picked with me? There was one person who was ordering at that point, and it was that one person who decided that you didn't require a beverage.
I know, but that's the second time you've done it, so.
Oh, but it wasn't me. I was present, but it wasn't me.
Step your game.
How was I supposed to know he didn't order? I wasn't there going, what are you ordering right now? It's not like Hungry Jack's where, you know, you bring the little microphone over. Oh, that's one soda water with lime, please. You know, no.
Yeah, I know. You're aware.
I am aware.
Step it up.
I will have to manage your friendship with
because we do rounds and I get around.
Let's get you around next.
Yeah, because I made a big fuss about it.
You think it was because you made a fuss. It was because that was the first time I was paying.
No.
Well, it was. Facts are facts.
Anyway, that's my bone, and it's picked.
When a certain someone listens to this, they can know that it's all about them. And they should apologise publicly.
Do you know what?
Share our post.
I'm a little bit sensitive lately, and I feel a little bit more sensitive than usual.
It wasn't that long ago, though, that we were walking back to my old place so you can get your Uber, and I don't know. It must have been earlier in the night, though, because we went to IGA and they were playing Jan Arden Insensitive.
Right.
And you were like, oh, I haven't heard this song in ages. I love this song.
Right.
You need a bit of her in your life.
Oh, be insensitive. I didn't know where the hell that story was going.
Well, you said you were sensitive. I need you to be insensitive.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it wasn't that long ago that we were walking back to your house and I didn't buy you a drink. And I would have said, I've never done that because I always make sure I buy my friends rounds of drinks.
Well, who buys drinks walking home?
Well, we probably would.
Oh, we usually get sandwiches. And Danny always managed to find the box that's got three sandwiches in it.
Well, I think it's a thing because when I was at Coles the other day, they were selling a whole lot of sandwiches with two sandwiches, like a sandwich as in cut in half, so two
halves.
And then there were some boxes with three halves. And I was like, this is clearly a thing. And I'm just navigated, like I've gravitated towards the bigger box because I'm a fat pig.
These play. I mean, look, if it's in front of you, of course you can pick that one. I mean, it's a bargain then.
I'd eat the box right now, quite frankly, with this diet.
I've got a bit of mayo still.
Yeah.
There must be someone working at these companies who's just like, fuck you, boss. I'm going to sabotage this company. I'm going to get them extra half a sandwich.
Yeah. Well, at that
increase those overheads.
Massive loss.
It would be. Absolutely, it would be. So a couple of other things I've been up to, well, I mean, we did touch on last week about the devastating floods, that have been, had happened in Brisbane. The most devastating thing, and I don't mean that in a heartless manner, but it came to my attention that A, you just broke a cushion. Was that a tag? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a new cushion.
Yours for life now.
I'm trying to take the tag.
But that the shopping centre at Toombul, is probably not going to open for up to 6 months because they got completely washed through with flood water.
So sad.
That's where my nurse is. Hint, hint. For my facials.
Well, I've told you how we can remedy this. You can come to my doctor, Dr. Yes. Scott Allison, who does wonders, who's based at New Farm, and he is the most fantastic, fantastic doctor ever. Plug, plug, plug.
Butt plug. But I know where she's gone now. She's gone to, must be a similar chain or whatever, over at Toowong.
Oh God. Who's going to drive all the way over there? Isn't it franchised? Like,
I don't know, but she's like working over there. So all I know is that while my face has suddenly become very frozen in the last week, really frozen, I really can't feel anything.
Have you had a top up?
Yeah, but it took 3 weeks to really get the effects this time instead of the normal two. Oh, I got it right before the floods.
I'm going to have to go because I've deliberately not...
You can't even see.
Look at this.
Yes, I know. I've never seen you with expression before.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not doing it because I said to you, you can't exercise for 24 hours and I can't not exercise for 24 hours. And if you're not
really doing a lot, you know, outside of that anyway, like you may as well, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Age a little.
Yeah, thanks.
You have, but I mean, you're at risk.
So next time we're out, you'll just point at me in the club and say, there's our old friend, our old wrinkly friend in the corner who doesn't have a drink in his hand.
I reminded Craig, I can't remember why we were talking about it on the weekend when we were in the car park for three lifetimes trying to get out, is that there wasn't, you know, a while back we were at the beat and we were walking down the back stairs of the club and we passed, so, you know, we're all in our mid-30s and a little bit extra. And we walked past some guys who were at the bottom of the stairs and they were like, oh, just wait for these old people to come down the stairs first. I'll never forget that comment. I wasn't
with you though.
So if you don't have, no, you weren't, that's true. But if you don't have Botox, next time someone says that, I'll just throw you at them.
It won't be about me. Say it about me because I'm not an old person.
Ooh, there's wrinkles going on. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, so I know where she's gone, so I'm very happy about that. So I'm not going to have this period of time where I'm not getting my face fixed. But also, of course, I could go down to New Farm across from my hairdressers, actually. And I could get, you know, some updates. But the other thing that happened was I did get my haircut. So
breaking news.
Breaking news. My fortnightly haircut happened. But can I say, I woke up on the weekend, on Saturday morning, with the most horrendous hangover I have had in such a long time. I was violently ill. And
yeah,
it was going to my hairdresser that afternoon, which took me all day to work up to, feeling quite nauseous. Bless his soul. He got me through it. He understood my pain. He gave me the right things to sip on to help me get through it and settle me down and re-gift me energy and then gave me a few options to help cure myself. Pontus, you are amazing.
Is that his name?
I know you're not listening, but it was fantastic. Yeah, Pontus. That's his name. Pontus, he's Swedish.
How interesting.
He's really, he's actually a fantastic hairdresser and such a great, like, put my full trust in his work.
Well done.
Love what he does. So in a nutshell, that's gone on for almost the entire podcast. That was the last week. It's been busy.
I've been very busy. Yeah. I've also found, do you, like I like to trick people up and with my words sometimes. And I mean like...
You say the alphabet backwards.
No, no, no. Like I'll be like, oh, you know, my friend Diana will know exactly what I'm talking about. But I'll say things like, you know, objet d'art. And
are you talking pig Latin?
No, no. Objet d'art is like, you know, your knickknacks on your shelf, like your vases and little knickknacks and bric-a-brac and all that. Your tchotchkes, your tchotchkes. Do you have no idea what I'm talking about?
You're having a stroke?
No.
You have them all the
Not yet. Maybe in an hour or so. So, like, objet d'art and things like that. And, like, I like to say, people say, oh, you know, do you live in a house or whatever? And I'm like, well, I live in a pied-à-terre, you know, like a town apartment, your okay. town home. Like, all those fancy things.
Where did you learn these words?
Well, I've picked them up through my many voyages through life, but I've come across a
through
new
binging.
One.
Through binging.
Yeah. No, I've come across a new one.
Yes.
Pomme-de-terre.
Do you?
I love a good pomme de terre.
Do you?
Do you know what pomme de terre means?
It sounds like a fancy donut.
It is French for potato.
Ooh.
And it means ground apple. Because they consider the potato to be a ground apple.
There's something really beautiful and simple about that.
I know. So now when I go out, I'm going to be like, I'd like some pomme de terre. Like, I'm going to use pomme de terre.
So when you go lay bubbles.
Yeah. I'll be like, can I get my steak with some pomme de terre? Mm. I love
and
all
you
those
know,
words.
You know, like, the waitress or waiter there is going to be like, what?
I know, right? Well, I went to a girlfriend's house last night, which you saw, the one that had the spread out. And I said, oh, you're doing a charcuterie board. And she was like, a what? And I'm like, a charcuterie board. She had no idea what a charcuterie board was. She said, I'm doing a grazing platter.
I'm a lazy Susan.
It was delicious, though. Thank you very much. She listens to our show as well. So
oh,
really appreciate
you,
the
lovely.
Charcuterie board. Maybe next time you could have some pomme de terre chips on there as well.
To be fair, I actually had never heard that term until you had said it when you made one of the first times that yeah. I came over here. But I must say, on top of that, not only do you use that term when you produce this board or are exposed to this board, you can spell the word because you wrote it in the message the other night.
I know.
And you know, you just blow me away.
I know.
Every day.
I know.
Something new I learn about you.
Pomme de terre,
baby.
He
knows these words and he can, how do you spell it?
P-O-M-M-E space D-E space T-E-R-R-E.
Can I buy a vowel?
Pomme de terre. So sometimes I'll sit in my pied-à-terre, eating pomme-de-terre, looking at my objet d'art. I'm fucking high class, baby.
First class bitch. I'm a first class bitch. Well, I can count in German. That's as far as I'm going here.
Have I left you speechless?
You actually really have.
I think I need to learn a lot more French, though, because I would like to go and live in...
You know half of it.
Well, I'd like to live in France one day. They smoke, they're arrogant, and they're smoking arrogant. I would fit in
I
perfectly.
I could actually see...
and they wear berets. I love a beret.
Yeah. I could actually see us going over there for a nice little holiday on the French Riviera. I've been to Nice twice, which is beautiful, but
was
I've never
nice?
Been to... Yeah. and I had Nice biscuits too. Oh. Nice biscuits, I never know.
Did you dunk them in your tea?
What's French for tea?
Te. I guess.
I did get told off though once because I was... The first time I went there, of course... This was one of our first stops in France. And so what do you think was the first thing I went and did?
Bought a bagel?
A crepe. A Nutella and banana crepe.
Oh.
And I was just like sitting there on my own. Like the rest of the Kentucky are off doing their own thing. And I was just my, you know, going...
Munging out on your crepe.
Frothing in the mouth. So I get it from this little van thing. And then I go, there's all this empty chairs around the place in this plaza. So I go sit down and start stuffing my face. And then I noticed this old French man walking over like sternly towards me. And I'm like, oh, I don't care. I'm going to eat my crepe. And he starts going off at me in French because I'm sitting at tables that belong to his restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Even though there's no one around. I'm like, you can't sit here. Like, you got get out. And he went off at me. Meanwhile, the poor Aussie girls who were walking by an alleyway, a guy yelled out to them just around the corner from me. And they looked down and he's just sitting there pulling himself, looking at them.
And that's how we met.
And that's cool. Yeah. On the streets of Paris.
Maybe we should aim to do, because we're doing New York next year for Craig's 40th. Let's aim for 2024. France. for our 40ths.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that. I love France.
Yeah, although I'm going to have to recover from the cost of New York trip. So maybe we do a 50th.
Maybe we just go straight from New York to Paris and we just... Well, from Paris to Berlin and every disco I've been in, my heart is jumping for love.
Jumping for love. Jumping for love. For you. Anyway. Oh, pumping, jumping.
I think we've got something to work towards here, though.
True. Yeah, let's do that. And you know what? Let's talk about it more on our next episode.
Can't wait.
We'll see you next episode.
Love you all, listeners.
Go Goodbye. And eat some pomme de terre.
And feed... You should feed that to your film crew.
Yeah, pomme de terre. Fried pomme de terre. Anyway, that's enough.